Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I can't let my pastor win this time. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Thank God for another day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God is good. He's good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen. He hears us when we cry, and he has us by and by. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We just thank the Lord for another opportunity to come before us, his presence with thanksgiving, and to give God glory, honor, and all of the praise. He alone is worthy to be praised. Amen. Thank God for the praise team on today. Let's get a praise team again. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Maggie has stepped in there to the choir to that praise team. And just singing like a little songbird. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is doing some great things in our midst, whereof we are glad. Amen. I'm just believing and that it ain't going to be long before somebody going to be able to pluck it on that keyboard. And Brother Bill is already a drummer professional, amen. So it's no telling what the Lord is liable to do. We just have to keep our eyes and our minds and our hearts on Jesus. And whatever we need, God's got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God. So glad to see Pastor Gwen down here from Vegas. Praise the Lord. I guess it just wouldn't be right for the faith to kidnap her. So we're just going to have to accept the fact that she's in Vegas now. But we love you, sister, and God bless you. Praise the Lord. Tell Pastor Don we're praying for him. His sister who just had surgery. I trust everything went fine. But we're believing God. We're believing God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord. We heard all the announcements. You know, the prison ministry is coming forward. And there'll probably be a few more facilities, but we're not sure just yet. So anyone, any brothers that you would like to attend, please fill out the application. We want to get them as soon as possible and get them in. Praise God. And the men's retreat, as Sister Sandy said, we're looking forward to that. And it's just a lot going on. But everything that we're doing is for the glory of God. Amen. We were so blessed on yesterday at the park. Praise the Lord. The homeless people were just so grateful and respectful and thankful. God provided the food and clothing. And we had times of prayer. And it was just a blessing. Amen. Praise God. So we just thank the Lord. We want to do the will of God. Can't go wrong doing the will of God. If I don't do nothing else, I want to do the will of God. I want to be found in the will of God. So our message for today is Jesus is the answer. Hello. Jesus is the answer. Remember, matter of fact, it used to be an old song say, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Yeah. Whatever it is, Jesus is. Matter of fact, that's an emphatic statement in my mind. Yes. Jesus is the answer.
Yes.
Whatever you need, God's got it.
Yes.
Jesus is the answer because he's the Lord God, the creator of all mankind. Yeah. What a friend we have in Jesus. Yeah. Amen. He created everything that we see. He gave his life on Calvary that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we can claim salvation. We know that we're covered with the blood of Jesus. He's still saving. Jesus is the answer.
Yes.
You can look at the news, CNN, or whatever you want to look at. The wars and the rumors of war, Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
The poverty that's across this globe, Jesus is the answer.
Yes,
whatever situation you can come up with, Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
Now, I think we all know that to a degree, but I wonder how much do we apply that knowledge that we have that Jesus is the answer. Oh, yes, he's the answer. And so we're going to look at Matthew, three verses here, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. You know, as I begin to look at this passage, it just really began to hit me real hard. Jesus pleading with the people. The Lord God pleading with the people to come to him. He wants us to come to him.
Yes, yes.
He wants us to acknowledge him.
That's right.
He wants us to trust him.
Yes.
And when the Lord is pleading, and when God says something in multiple places at different times, I think we ought to listen. God is saying something. We're not talking about E.F. Hutton or any of these other folks from by and by, but we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. God is concerned about us. All of us. Every part of our very being, God is concerned about us. It's a humbling thing. It's a precious thing. It's a glorious thing.
Yeah.
That the God of the universe is concerned about little old Kermit. Man, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Have you ever had a time in your life where you feel like no one cares? But he cares. And even though we may feel like that sometimes, that really may not be the case. But whatever it is, God, he cares about us. In this passage, I kind of wanted to look at this verse. It's a familiar passage of scripture, as we say so oftentimes, but again, as we know, it's a living word of God. And God's word jumps off the pages, and it is for us at certain times and places in our life to grab hold to. So I lifted this in the New Living Translation, and it seemed like it had a little more impact to what God has placed on my heart. So it reads like this: then Jesus said. Whenever Jesus says something, we ought to be listening.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot of noise today. And a whole lot of folks have a whole lot to say. Oh, but when the Lord Jesus began to talk,
that's right.
I want to listen. I want to tune up and get my radar antennas up and get my ears open and my heart open.
That's right.
To hear what the Lord, because anything Jesus has to say is good. He's never said nothing bad. Everything that Jesus spoke was for a purpose. God does nothing because he has nothing else to do. So when Jesus began to speak, we need to listen. Then Jesus said, come to me. All of you who are, watch this, weary. See, I know in the King James vernacular, I love it as well. It said, come to me, all you who are laboring and heavy laden. Here it says, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. And he said, now I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, Jesus said. Let me teach you. Because he said, I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your soul. Anybody need rest for your soul?
Amen.
Yes.
He said, for my yoke is easy to bear. And the burden I give you is light.
Amen.
This is what Jesus said. And I say, thank you, Lord. I begin to look at these words, and you know, words mean something. They carry there's a meaning behind words. And so he said, come unto me, all you who are weary. Looking at the definition of that from Webster, it talks about being exhausted in strength. Have anybody ever been exhausted in strength? Endurance, vigor, or freshness? To be weary, to be exhausted in these areas. And having one's patience, watch this, tolerance, or pleasure exhausted. Talking about being weary. And Jesus is saying, all you who are weary, see, he's saying, come to me. It's used with a soon, like someone say, soon grow weary of waiting. Have anybody ever gotten weary of waiting on something?
Well.
And if the truth be told, sometimes we've got weary in waiting on God.
Well.
If we just be truthful, you'll tell the truth about the issue. God, I want it right now. first is, I need it right now. And then it's, God, I want it right now. You know. And we get weary sometimes. But the scriptures say, let us not yet grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we'll reap if we faint not.
Amen.
We have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We need to build our hopes on things eternal.
Yes.
And what is a burden? See, something that's oppressive or worrisome. He's talking to the church. He's talking to us today. He says, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. He said, I'll give you rest. A burden is something oppressive or worrisome. And sometimes it's a burden of guilt and shame. But Jesus is still saying, come to me.
Amen.
Oh God, thank you, Lord. You know, as a child, you ever hurt yourself? Fell down and scraped your knee, busted your head, and mommy said, come on to me, baby. And you tiptoed over there, and she grabbed your mom or dad, grabbed you and hold you real tight and tell you that everything is going to be all right. You know, and so when mom or dad give that assurance, it's a good feeling.
Right.
How much more when the God of the universe tell us in all of our struggles and trials that everything is going to be all right. Bring it to me.
Yes.
Come to me, because I'm under the impression that sometimes, even in the house of the Lord, we're carrying heavy burdens.
Yes.
Right.
We're loaded up. We're laden down. Every day is a struggle. Yes, I've given my life to Jesus. I understand that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. My sins are forgiven, but I'm struggling.
Yes.
And Jesus has said, come unto me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. That's comforting to me. Because there was a time in my life where I would sleep but didn't rest.
Yes, yes.
Anybody ever been there?
Yes.
Wake up just as tired or worse than when you went down. Oh, but Jesus Christ, the God, the Lord of glory, he will give us peace. Jesus said, the peace I give you is not like what the world gives.
That's right.
This peace I give you, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away.
Amen.
We can rest in Jesus in the midst of the storm. Because
right.
He said, come unto me.
Yes.
And he said, take my yoke upon you. And so I took the liberty of just kind of, even got a little diagram here, I don't know if we have it on the overhead, but a yoke is this coupler thing for beasts of burden, you know, like oxen,
yes,
mules, horses. And when you hook them up, you hook them up and they both pulling that load. Somebody's got cracking the whip and telling them to giddy up and go, and they're pulling whatever this load is. And they're pulling all day long, and it's a struggle, it's a burden. But that yoke, I pictured in my mind, because Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. I thank God that God's ways is not man's ways.
Yeah.
So I just pictured myself, that's a yoke right there. See, picture an oxen here, and an oxen head there, and a wagon they pulling, and they just, you know. Oh, and that's how we are sometimes. We just trudge. How you doing? I'm blessed. And we just trudge along. We carry so much. You know, I mean, when I first came to the Lord, they say, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.
Yes.
And if we're not careful, we'll get away from that.
True.
And we'll take our burden to the Lord, and we'll take it right back home with us. Still carrying it around. And that's what Jesus said, I thought you gave it to me. You being an Indian giver. No, you know, you give it and you're taking it back. But what I saw in my heart was Jesus on the right side.
Yes, yes.
And Kermit on the left side.
Yes.
He said, take my yoke upon you. And I began to see that he was pulling all of the weight.
Yes.
He was carrying it all. And I was just sitting there and I'm just resting in Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm yoked up with him, but he's carrying the load.
Yeah.
I'm yoked up with him. He said, give it to me. I'll share. I'll bear it. I'll carry it. I'll carry it for you.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. We never get through learning. You're talking about a school of higher learning. It's in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to know more next year than I know today.
Yes.
Next month, next week, tomorrow.
Amen.
Teach us, Lord.
Yes.
Teach us how to trust you.
Yes.
Teach us how to stand on your word. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because he said, I am humble and gentle.
Yes.
He don't strong arm us.
That's right. That's right.
You know, but he said, I'm giving you a blank check. Oh, it's a holy blank check. They wanted the B of A going to deal with a Wells Fargo. But he said, I'm giving you a scriptural blank check. To where whatever your needs is, just come to me. Bring it to me, he said. Do we believe that he can do anything but fail?
Yes.
Do we believe that God can do anything but fail? See, so we understand that. And what I love about God's word, this is not a new concept. If we go to Isaiah chapter 55, he said, hold everyone to thirst, or anybody thirsty.
Right.
Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, woo, ain't it a blessing? We don't have to have money to serve the Lord.
Amen.
We don't have to have money to be blessed of God. Thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, Lord, I'm sick. He said, but you don't have no money. Oh, no, he's not like, you know, he's not like that. He said, come. He said, you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. It's still resonating. Come to me, he said. And I looked at that. He said, why do you spend money for what is not bread? And your wages for what does not satisfy. I want to be satisfied in Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I don't want to be pacified, but I want to be satisfied. Yeah, I want to be able to rest in my Lord regardless of the situation. He says, listen carefully to me. Now, this is Isaiah, right? This is the eagle-eyed prophet, some 700 years before Jesus came. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear. Listen to me. And come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Anybody walking under the covenant of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Is there anybody free in Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Oh, what a blessing it is. You talking about plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is to know that you're in Jesus. Man, what can man do to me?
Right.
What I'm saying, what can man do to me?
All right.
Because if God be for me.
That's right.
He's more than the world against me.
Yes.
I have to believe that.
That's right.
I have to believe that to the saving of my soul. But here again, it's Jesus.
Yes.
Crying out, saying, come to me. It tells me something about his character.
Yes.
It tells me something about his love.
Yes.
It tells me something about his compassion. He sees us.
Right.
He knows where we are.
Yes.
Even when we put on the facade and tell, oh yeah, I'm blessed. I'm better than blessed. I'm on top in prosperity.
Yes.
And he said, you know what, son? You need some help. You need some rest. You need some peace. You need comfort that only comes from God. And so for me to receive that, I need to humble myself before God's mighty hand.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going to just throw this in. I would rather humble myself than have God humble me.
That's right.
I'm going to humble myself before the mighty hand of God. You know, Micah 6 and 8 said, what does the law require? That you do justly, that you love mercy, that you walk humbly before your God. Guess what? The first two pivots on the last.
Right.
If I don't humble myself before God, I can't do what's right.
That's right.
I won't be doing what's right. I won't be loving mercy. But oh, when I say, God, you are the boss.
Yes.
You're sovereign. You're in control. Now I'm in the right place for God to bless me.
Yes.
On the last day, in John 7:37, it's the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, that time where Israel remembered when they were in the wilderness sleeping in booths and tents and things. And it was a hard way to go. But yet God had a plan for them. Do you know even in our struggles, God have a plan for us?
Amen.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God is working something out in us.
Amen.
We're going to have some struggles. We heard this morning in Power Hour lesson, the analogy of the caterpillar and the butterfly, the cocoon, the struggle that's going on.
Yes.
And some of us are struggling right now. But Jesus said, come unto me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In John 7:37-39, it said, on the last day, the great day of the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus stood. Now listen, when you crying out, it must be you're feeling something.
That's right.
You're not just crying out if everything is just all right. But here again, we're talking about our Creator.
Yes.
We're talking about the one who God sent, who gave His only begotten Son. We're talking about Jesus. So Jesus stood and cried out. What did He say? If anyone is thirsty.
Yes.
If it was good then, it's good now.
Yeah.
He haven't changed. Is anybody in the house thirsty today?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got some water bottles over there, but that's not what He's talking about.
All right.
Is there longing in your heart?
Yes.
Is there something missing in your life?
Come on.
Are you thirsty for more Jesus?
Yes.
Are you thirsty for the Word of God?
All right.
Are you thirsty for the do right to be down on the inside?
Yes.
He says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, if anyone thirst, let him, here it is again, come to me and drink.
Amen.
All right.
See, when you're in a church service or wherever it may be, and someone is giving an altar appeal, and anybody want to come know Jesus, it ain't the person. It's Jesus said, come to me.
Yes.
It's Jesus said, repent of your sin. Yes. Jesus is said, come for help, and I'll help you.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. He said, if anyone first let him come to me and drink, thank you, God. He who believes in me, oh God, as the scripture has said, and some translations say, out of his belly.
That's right.
Where your innermost being.
Yeah.
Where everything resides on the inside of emotion and intellect and will. And he said, out of his heart, out of his belly, will flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
Not streams, not fish ponds, but living water.
Amen.
Why did he say that? He said, but this he spoke concerning the Spirit.
All right.
See, the Lord is always getting us ready for something.
Amen.
Yeah.
We used to sing the song, Jesus getting us ready for that great day.
Yeah.
Who shall be able to say, say sinners will be running on that great day. Liars will be running on that great day. But God has a plan for liars and killers and everything else is to know Jesus. He said, come on to me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive.
Yes.
For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. But get this, he's been glorified now.
Yes, he has.
And he's sent his Spirit now.
Yes.
And he's dwelling on the inside of us now.
Yes.
And everything we need, God's got it.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We're looking for greater. We're looking for deeper. We're looking for higher in Jesus.
Amen.
Because we're living epistles, we're living letters being read of men.
Yeah.
And people are dying all around us. See, this word came to me at the park yesterday. And the homeless people, the girls out there, the women out there, who have been out there for a long time now. Angel is one of them. When we first saw Angel, 2 or 3 years ago, she was a vibrant young girl. And now her skin is tough.
Amen.
Her demeanor is rough. But she just said, thank God. Amber kept running to wherever prayer was going forth. And this passage just kept coming to me. I could hear Jesus saying, come unto me.
Yes.
We're sharing with the homeless folks. Don't give up on hope.
That's right.
God will resurrect your dream.
Yes,
He'll resurrect the vision. I told a young girl, I said, what you dreamed at 15 years old, God is still able to do it.
Yes,
God. So we're holding hands and we're praying for the people. God, Jesus is saying, come unto me.
Yes.
It's not a pretty little thing for us to just read the scripture, but he's saying something. He's saying something to us. So the fact is, we are confronted with an abundance of hurt, pain, sickness, stress, pressures of life, misunderstood, act of it all. Because something has to drive Jesus to say, come unto me.
Yes.
I'm not going to run on the facade and have everybody thinking everything is all right all the time. If it's not, I need help. I may be the pastor, but I'd be the first one need to be on the altar and say, God help. In the name of Jesus, I need your peace. I need your direction. I need your rest, God. So we have to first recognize that we have issues. And sometimes we don't want to think about our issues. Well, I can think about your issues and your issues, but I ain't too quick to think about my issues. But Jesus said, come unto me. He said, come unto me. So the question is, what hinders us from bringing all of our burdens to the Lord?
All right.
Because I know it happens because it happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not careful, we won't bring everything to the Lord in prayer. We'll bring the stuff that we think, oh yeah, he's going to do that anyway. Oh yeah, we still got some milk in the refrigerator, so we have some post-toasters in the morning. That kind of thing. But when it's something that's really deep on the inside, something that we're really struggling with that's uncomfortable, and we're wrestling with that thing, with that person, with that situation, Jesus said, come to me. All you who are weary, all of you who are burdened down, heavy laden, come to me. He said, come on, come on, come on, don't you want to go? And we'll be trying to trudge along and continue to fight this battle or not deal with it. God wants us to deal with it, because until we deal with it, we won't be free. But whom the Son set free is free indeed. Thank you, Lord. So I have about four practical points here. One is, the Lord knows what we're going through. How many know the Lord knows what you're going through? Do you? Come on now, y'all, talk to me just a minute, because we got to do a little communion and move on out of here. But how many of us know that God knows what we're going through?
Yes.
Oh, it's so important to know that God knows what we're going through.
Yes.
And the first one that's not going through anything, let me see your hand. You're not going through nothing. Everything is ice cream and cookies. You know, red beans and rice. You know, but if the truth be told, we're all going through something, and he said, come to me, but he is there to let us know he knows what we're going through. It come a time, I get tired of carrying stuff around. I used to avoid a conflict like the plague. I'm just a plain little fella. Yes and no, that's it for me. Not no whole lot of real deep thinking. But my wife is very analytical. And she would, you know, I'd have a little issue when I'd be, and then she'd be like, okay, well, what about that? What did you mean by that? How did you feel? I'm like, whoa, I'm just. So I would shut down, because to me it was a conflict, but she was trying to get understanding. So I had to learn how to share my heart. Even when knowing it was going to be uncomfortable. Because if I don't, it's not fair to her, it's not fair to me, and we're not going to grow together as a couple. So I know this is going to be World War III type stuff. But I got to say it. When I begin to do that, God begin to heal. Our relationship began to get stronger and stronger. Because now we were communicating. And God has said, I want to communicate with you.
Yes.
It may be hard for you to admit where you're at. It may be hard for you to deal with some things in the past, but he said, come unto me.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And number two, the Lord feels our pain.
Right.
He feels our pain. Matter of fact, in Matthew 8:16-17, he said, when the scripture said, when evening had come, they brought to him being Jesus, those who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word. All God has to do is speak the word.
Yes.
All we want to do is hear God speak the word in our life, in our situation, in our circumstance. God, speak the word, God.
Yes.
Do we believe him like that?
Yeah.
It says, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities And he bore our sicknesses. That's who we're serving. That's who we're talking about today. And his name is Jesus. He said, come unto me. And it don't matter how old you are either. Let me just throw that in. It may be some babies in here, some teenagers in here. That word is not for old folks like me only. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. Young folks need to be calling on Jesus.
Yes.
Middle-aged folks need to be calling on Jesus.
Yes.
Single folks need to be calling on Jesus.
Yes.
Married folks need to be calling on Jesus.
Yes.
Ministers need to be calling on Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then number three, don't let any man keep you from coming to the Lord. Some folks will hinder you from answering the call. He said, come unto me.
Yes.
And sometimes there's so much noise in our ear, we can't hear what God is saying. He said, come unto me. Yes. And friends will tell you, oh, yeah, well, we don't. Here's what I think you ought to do. You know, say, thank you, friend, but not today. Jesus is calling me. Then watch this. Jesus, this call that we hear from Jesus is for saved and unsaved alike. If you're unsaved, he says, come unto me. You're laden down with sin. You're on your way to a devil's hell. Everything you do is coming up opposite of what it should be. He said, come unto me. And I'll give you rest. Come unto me and I'll straighten your life out for you. But what is he saying to the church, to those within the house? Come unto me.
Right.
You're burdened down. You're heavy laden.
Right.
There's trouble in your home. There's trouble on your job. There's trouble in your finances. There's trouble in your body. He said, come unto me.
Right.
Are we heavy sometimes? Are we burdened down sometimes? Yes, we are. But I tell you what, Hebrews 4:14-16, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Do we have a confession? Huh? Have we confessed Jesus as Lord? Have we made him the Lord of our life? This is some real questions here. In order for us to be able to walk in newness of life, in the freedom of Jesus Christ, in the knowing that he's going to work it out for us. Regardless of how bad the situation, because he feels it.
Right.
So seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not, watch this, have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses.
Yeah.
Now I don't care if you're 6'5" and 400 pounds, you got some weaknesses.
Yes.
And Jack LaLanne or nothing else is going to help it.
Right.
It's going to take the power of God to fix it up.
Right.
Some of us are tore up from the floor. We need Jesus because he said, come unto me. You know, and sometimes coming to him is dragging somebody to him, but in love and in prayer.
Right.
It may not be physically grabbing that wife or that child or that husband, but it's dragging them before the throne of grace. God have mercy.
Amen.
God fix the situation. God touch your heart, touch your mind. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Listen, in the midst of all of us going through, we should not be sinning. We need to be calling on Jesus.
Amen.
He said, let us therefore come boldly, that means with confidence, to the throne of grace, to the altar, to a place where we can get quiet with God. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy. Anybody need mercy?
Amen.
And find grace to help in the time of need. Is this a time of need in your life?
Amen.
It sure is a time of need in my life. You know, I remember an old song, I closed out with this, but it said, I came to Jesus.
Just as I was.
Just as I was.
Weary.
Weary, wounded, and sad.
Uh-huh, but I found
but
him.
But I found in him a resting place. And he made me glad. Anybody glad in the house today? Anybody got the Holy Ghost jumped down inside of you? When you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you. I tell you, our souls ought to cry out, hallelujah. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the blank check today. Thank God that I can come to you weary, wounded, and sad. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there anything too hard for God? Yeah. There's nothing too hard for God. In this world, Jesus said, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Yeah. Somebody hold on a little while longer. Yeah. You've been holding on a long time, and you don't think it's ever going to work. You don't think it's going to ever get better, but I'm telling you today, it's going to get better.
All right.
God's gonna work it out. God's gonna work it out.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, God. God's gonna work it out.
Bless your name.
God's gonna work it out. His house is a healing station.
Yes.
He heals the sin-sick soul.
Yes.
He makes us ever with hope.
Yes.
All we have to do is surrender all to Him.
Hallelujah.
All to Him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, but He washed us white as snow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Praise, praise God. Before we have communion,
thank you, Lord.
Pastor Ralph, I know you've been kind of not feeling too well, but come on up and have some words, brother. Pray for the people today. Then we'll have communion.
Let's go ahead and stand. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord God.
We thank you for your message today. You know what we're going through. You know each and every one of us, the trials that we face, the uncertainties that are around the corner. Help us to be strong. Help us to understand when you come beside us and you carry us and then you teach us to walk your path, to be able to look to our right and see you there, and to be able to understand our calling and what we have to do. We thank you for each and every one here today. And I pray right now, Lord, as we struggle in our lives, in our illnesses, that you would give us the peace and comfort, knowing that it's easier to have faith than to give up.
Yes.
You proved that on the cross. You showed us in the Garden of Gethsemane that we are weak, and yet the will of the Lord will be done. And we thank you for using us in any way possible that you can. Lord, I just want to thank you for everything that you've taught us, and for the hope that you've given each and every one of us to keep our eyes on you. No matter what we go through, you're with us each and every step of the way. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Communion. Praise the Lord. I believe the praise team is
anointed on fire. Let's start us off with a song and all of the mission, ministry, workers, please. Pastor Don, we need you, brother.
Thank you.
You know, we're in this together, Pastor Don.
Man.